T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3001.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
The Ted Smith.
Woo!
Robin Fox. It's my car.
Montgomery.
Thank you. I'm the men's row.
On tap today is a random question. Question is back. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, jobs, and delicious sandwiches. The return of Ask the Men's Room. Get ready to play Profile This. Most headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
Clack, clack.
Drinking the joke.
All right, here we go. Michigan couple goes to water park to ride the rides
and each other in the hot tub.
Meanwhile, a man jumps on a pelican in Key West
after a few drinks at a pub.
Woman thinks it's a good idea to take selfie with jaguar at Arizona Zoo.
A high schooler offered $1.6 million in scholarships for college, which should get her about halfway through.
And man wants to charge $150 to the guy sitting next to him on a plane.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, most of us already know this, but sometimes you should just shut your mouth. Now, usually we realize this right after we say the thing we wish we hadn't said. And we have a list of the top 9 dumbest things people have heard someone else say in public. So come for the, I don't need to get vaccinated, my dad's a chiropractor. Stay for the, how long does it take the meat on a cow to grow back so you can cut more? These are real questions people actually say. And a perfect example of why sometimes you should keep your mouth shut. Another example. If you must sing Christmas carols, well, you suck as a human being, but also try to sing Christmas carols around Christmas time. There's a guy in Pennsylvania. He did not heed this advice, and that is exactly why he was nearly choked to death by another man, which I fully support. Now, these are just some of the stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we will ask you a question at complete random. And after you answer said question, we will share with you the news story that inspired the question.
Be part of the big show on the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Home of Jaws and away we go. Welcome to show number 3001. a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You think to yourself, man, oh man, these guys work hard. 3,000 shows now, 3,001. Surely they're going to have to take a day off eventually. Well, we hope to if we could come up with a great show today, and we believe we have one lined up for you. Return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up. Your guess is as good as mine today. The categories are going to be your love of delicious sandwiches and the most stressful jobs in America. So jobs
most
and sandwiches.
Stressful jobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be surprised some of the more stressful jobs out there.
Honestly, like, you're actually going to be shocked that job is stressful.
Well, all right. Okay. I'll give you some of the least stressful jobs.
All right. All right.
And Ted, I know you're going to love this one. Hairstylist.
Right?
Yeah. One of the most least stressful jobs.
Don't tell that to a hairstylist.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
But Thrill, there's a distinction.
Yeah.
There's a distinction. The job itself, probably not so stressful. But the environment, I would imagine, is exceptionally stressful. Self-created stress.
Drama.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They all do it.
There is a university professor.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
What do you got to worry about?
Just go
man.
Back and get your master's, man, and you're mailing it in for the rest of your life. You just
right.
sit in some small town, you know what I mean? Pick your nose, not keep up with the actual job that you're teaching, you know?
You, my friend, can wear a corduroy sport coat with leather elbow patches.
Sure.
And
mm-hmm.
no one will pass judgment.
Someone's been teaching business for 25 years, never had a successful business.
Right.
Don't even know what the hell's going on there. They've been out of the game for 25 years. You know what I'm saying? But they, they can have that nice job there. So we have the most stressful jobs. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And, of course, another round of Profile This. And today is the day we do our random question. 844-999-HOLA. Oh, I hit the
wrong
one.
Oh, hey-o. Oh,
that was,
this thing has been
No, try it with that. Try it with the sad music, right?
This is not sad, Steve. This is inspirational is how I have it labeled. Listen, things are going to get better for you. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
This is inspiring.
Maybe your penis will grow bigger.
What are you inspired to do when you hear this? Like, what does the... Would you listen to this before a sporting
event? It makes me want to look out over the ocean and think to myself, I'm not swimming in that. No damn way. I know what's in there.
I feel like it's the background of a guy walking out of a rehab clinic.
Oh, really?
This?
Yeah. We can help.
I feel like this is the music he hears walking in.
I woke up this morning sober.
For the first time in almost 5 years.
And now this song is stuck in my head.
I knew when I had a Reese cup stuck to my head this morning when I woke up, things needed to change.
I did it for my kids.
Come
they
to
were
Greenwood.
Tired of seeing Dad drunk all the time.
Greenwood Rehabilitational Center. We're not affiliated with Jesus. How about that?
Sure, I got affiliated with Jesus, and then I started doing smack.
Saw God 3 times.
You never know how it works.
I found smack Jesus.
Right. Turns out it was just a dungy dude with a beard under a bridge.
Itching. Eat an imaginary sandwich.
He was in no cave at all.
Random.
Trickster.
Random.
He was in a sewer grate.
Random.
Happy Easter.
Random.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Derek, welcome to the program, the random question.
Wait, Derek, let me just ask you, honestly, that horrible music that Miles just played, inspirational or sad?
Oh, dude, inspirational.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You want to go to...
But what are you inspired to... That doesn't inspires me to take a nap.
It should inspire you to go to rehab.
There's a lot of things that should inspire me to go. And the music ain't it, brother.
I heard that music.
I'm not going to argue all of your statement, but the music was not purpose.
I heard the music, and I decided to clean up my life.
That's what did it. I've been smoking for 30 years, but Miles played some S music, and I said, you know what? Today's the day I kick nicotine, and like Ray Liotta, I'm still going to look angry and tell you, I don't miss cigarettes. Hi, I'm Ray Liotta. Mm-hmm. I don't miss cigarettes at all.
It's me, Ray
Liotta. Why is he just playing the Godfather, the Goodfellas role on that?
I don't miss smoking at all.
Surely he is so pissed, and he clearly misses smoking greatly.
I know.
Chewing on gum like an animal.
I tried this gum.
I don't know if you can tell, my life is better.
I'm more comfortable. I'm more at ease.
I'm holding water now. Okay, let's go with this one. I'm hungry. What is the best meal that you can make at home?
Best meal that I can make at home?
Yeah, whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner. Like, what is the thing you make better than anything else that you make?
Love
biscuits and gravy.
For real? Like, you homemade biscuits? You dumping them out of a box? I'm not judging. I'm just curious.
Oh, to get getting them out of a box. Are you kidding me?
Okay, just checking, man.
I mean, are they frozen biscuits, or are you taking them out of a can and at least baking them in the oven?
The Pillsbury one.
All right, well, those are good.
I'm a bachelor, man.
Hey, it doesn't matter. That doughboy knows what he's doing.
How do you make your gravy?
Just the gravy mix and sausage.
That's good enough.
Hey, whatever works, man.
Yeah, there's
still biscuits and gravy in the end. That's your go-to. That's what you make best.
Well, today is National Nap Day, so.
Well, no, wait. All right, so you say you're a bachelor. You got your Pillsbury Doughboy biscuits. You got your gravy. But here's the thing. Now you have a date. Some chick you like. She's coming over. You're going to make her dinner. What is your best shot? Because I'm getting a feeling it's not going to be biscuits and gravy.
All right. Well, then it's got to be steak, salad, and potatoes, straight up.
I like this guy. You get biscuits and gravy, or you get a steak and a salad?
I got biscuits and gravy.
And a baked potato. To me, the baked potato sometimes, like if you haven't had one in a while, you're like, oh, I get a baked potato. And you're like, oh, I love the baked potato.
How often do you have a baked potato?
Once a year.
Right. They're always good. No one just eats baked potatoes.
But also, like, I don't know. I just think the baked potato, like if it's loaded, I get it.
Right. That's
why I always would you eat it.
Sour cream on it, chives,
but a baked
bacon,
potato
cheese.
Is just kind of like, eh.
But that's why you load it.
Oh, yeah.
If you say baked potatoes. It's a baked potato with a crab outside of the skin, man.
I've seen them. They can do it any way you want. Like, you can do, like, the traditional cheddar cheese, bacon, sour cream.
I've
been to places that do salsa and sour cream and kind of do more of the Mexican variety.
Give me the bacon, the cheese, some green onions.
They do a California version with avocado on it.
Oh, man. Thanks, California.
Right. The reason we ask, what is the best meal you can make? A guy in Spartansburg, South Carolina, ordered a Mexican pizza at Taco Bell last Wednesday, and he was angry that they did not put enough beef in it. How's the Mexican taco at a pizza? Does anyone have one?
The last time I had one, man, it's probably 5 or 6 years ago.
It's a Mexican pizza at Taco Bell.
It's what you think it is. But I will say this, from my memory.
No. I'm saying that's what it is.
Is it real pizza, or is it like a tortilla?
No, it's a tortilla.
It's a tortilla shell.
Okay.
It's like, you know, it's like a round one.
Well, they didn't put enough meat on it.
Thanks, Dad.
So he had to make him another one. But he still wasn't satisfied with the amount of meat, and at that point, he became enraged.
What is he, a tiger?
And he started swearing at the employees, and he told him he'd show them how to do it.
Meat.
So he stormed behind the counter and started remaking his order himself. He walked into the kitchen, made another Mexican pizza with more beef on it, then grabbed his food and left. Someone called the cops, but he was gone by the time they got there. Once they'll track him down, he'll be facing larceny and trespassing charges, but he's not been caught yet.
Honestly, if I'm a cop, I get this report. All right. I don't file my paperwork and all that, but I would just imagine cops are still human beings. I'm talking about the cop friends, like, how hard are we honestly going to pursue this? Right? I'm not saying it's just like, how hard are we going to pursue guy's crime, essentially? And you're not supposed to do that.
He paid for it. They remade it. He didn't like the way they remade it, so he just stormed back and put more beef on it.
Which is not okay.
Close the lid.
But I'm not hunting this guy down.
No.
I don't know. Like, how do you decide there's not enough meat in there?
Because you want more meat.
Well, you probably should have to pay for extra meat.
You should, but Ted, remember, the customer's always wrong, but you have to tell them they're right.
It's been a dangerous, like, couple weeks to work at Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell, they're getting a Waffle House treatment right now. Hello, Skyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hello.
Hola, hello, hello. Skyler, you okay? You all right?
I'm okay.
All right, cool. All right, Skyler. Why were you fired?
Why was I fired? Ooh. Which time?
How many times have you been fired?
Ooh, 3, I think.
Is it a pattern of behavior or something entirely different each time?
Oh, yeah, it's the pattern of behavior.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what do you do the same thing at both places or all those places? Same reason you got fired?
Yeah, mostly. I like a good drink on the job, which is not the best thing.
A good drink on the job?
On the job.
On the job, yeah.
Okay. And what are you like? Do you deliver babies? Or what is your job?
I've had a few of them. I think the most interesting one for radio purposes is I used to work in a sex shop.
And you did you get fired from that place?
I did get fired from that place.
And for being drunk on the job?
Yeah, man. I mean,
how visibly hammered are you?
I got fired when a coworker sent a picture to my boss of me passed out lying on the carpet in the back room.
Right. Okay, that's a sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you do understand you have a drinking problem, right?
Oh, I understand that.
Okay, all right. Well, good. I mean, as long as you understand that. Oh, Miles, hit the music, man. Here's your moment.
Yeah.
I want to see if this is inspiration.
Get your S together. Seriously, man. You're falling asleep in a sex shop in the back room hammered.
My name's Skyler.
Yeah. I mean, what were you drinking?
They found me passed out on the carpet in the back of a sex shop, and I still said, you know, I'm going to keep drinking.
That's what I knew. I woke up, and I was like, I got to get this together.
All right. Have you gotten it together?
Oh, yeah, since then, yeah.
Okay, all right. There you know what?
Oh,
it was the music.
Yeah, well, it was the music. It's inspirational.
You had this music in your head.
You heard that, and you put down the old English.
That's right.
Okay.
No, actually, it was Ted's favorite, some Fireball.
Fireball.
I say, don't drag me into this.
Yeah, exactly. Ted recommended it.
I like Ted Fireball. Said, drink Fireball at work and take a nap.
Yeah, I was like, I heard Ted does it. It's okay.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. National Nap Day.
The reason we asked why were you fired, a detective who would fart and use strong language around the police station could lose her job. Claire Fitzpatrick is accused of repeatedly using the C word and farting in front of other officers. In a bid to prevent herself from being fired, she said that the behavior was part of a culture of banter at that particular police station in Wales. She is accused of farting outside her sergeant's office.
Oh, I did that today to VD. I farted twice in there.
Telling a suspect that you're driving like a C.
Oh, geez.
Asking a junior colleague if he wanted an affair with a fatter, uglier, older woman.
Oh.
And asking another colleague in a busy station for thrush cream.
Look up thrush.
What is thrush? Is this? I had a putty like.
I don't know what it is.
It's like stuff in the corner of their cheeks.
Right.
Oh, right.
Have you seen people
and they're
like
picking at it?
What you would see, basically, it's like a permanent kind of white film in the corner of the lips.
Okay.
So she rolls up to some dude.
Mm-hmm. She said the swearing was just nature of the place, and that C word had replaced F as her word of choice. She admitted breaking wind outside of the sergeant's office, but insisted it wasn't deliberate. She said, I joke about it. Sometimes I'd speak like the character Borat or use a silly voice to say, rather out than in. Fitzpatrick, who served on the force for 22 years, faces 25 counts of inappropriate behavior. Did you have any idea that if you farted around people at work, that was a fireable offense?
I would just think someone would say something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be sure to respond appropriately.
Yeah. Speaking about the junior colleague, she propositioned, she said, I met the officer a couple of months before. There was a bit of banter. I don't know how the conversation started, but we started speaking about whether he had girlfriends or children. I said, well, if you ever fancy an affair with a fatter, ugly, older woman who wears glasses, I've got a number. He said, no, thank you, in response. I pretended to throw up in my mouth, and he moved away to sit down. I thought instantly that I had said the wrong thing at the wrong time. I went over to him, put my hand on his shoulder, and said I didn't mean that, that he didn't know my sense of humor, and that I was sorry. He apparently knew I wasn't serious. Speaking about the suspect that she called a C, she said the officer with me said, Sergeant, you can't say that to him. I took a deep breath with my head and my hands, and I said, I'm sorry to the driver. The driver also apologized for his driving and his manner toward us. And speaking about the thrush incident, she said, I wasn't suffering from thrush at the time, so I wasn't asking for some literally.
We used to work with a woman
classy.
Like that.
That is some classy.
I had a buddy that had thrush. And it was just, it was gross.
Yeah,
and then it was constantly like, he was like picking at it and stuff.
How do you get it? Like, how does someone get thrush?
I don't know.
He never said like, hey man, don't eat your socks or something like that.
Let's see.
Look at that.
Oh, no, there's a picture of a penis. Why did I get? Why did I put in thrush and immediately a penis comes up?
Because that one's bad.
Oh, so this is thrush? All right.
I guess. I thought it was like in the corner.
It can be.
That's just like people with moldy tongues.
I mean, I guess there's all kinds of places where you can get thrush.
Yeah.
It's not just the mouth. It's any orifice.
Wait, go back up.
Yeah.
Is that kid breastfeeding from a thrush boob?
Must be. Oh, it says oral thrush.
Oh,
ask for it by name.
It says thrush isn't classed as a sexually transmitted infection, but it can be triggered by sex and sometimes passed on through sex. It's a fungus called candida that is normally harmless.
Oh,
I can't do
it. It's harmless. It's harmless.
Absolutely. It's warm, moist conditions.
This is to make you feel better about having thrush. It's harmless.
Just some harmless thrush, baby.
Yeah. Girl. Chicks love it.
I know you're worried about my harmless thrush, but
Jesus.
Random.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hey, hola.
Ron, welcome to the show.
You got my side hurting right now.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I can answer the question, Dan.
Oh, you could. This is an easy one. I hooked you up. What would you say is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, God damn it.
My favorite Christmas song?
Yeah.
The right answer the is one that you don't have
the one. The
one
that you can tolerate.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right. I don't mind hearing that song.
You don't mind hearing it, but if I played it for you three times in a row, you'd punch me in the face.
I think it's not.
I would never punch any of you guys.
Out of the non-Santa songs, I will take Frosty the Snowman. It just seems to be
Frosty the Snowman. It's because of the guy sitting with the pearl eye.
Yeah, I like that.
That's it. It's just the boys.
Yeah.
He sings Holly Jolly Christmas, too, right? Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah,
it's the best time of the year.
Oh, you know what, man? I got to be honest with you.
Preparation of a Sambo routine. Good
honest
guy.
Honest to God. Are we in the tree?
You got the Scatman Crothers thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what Burl Ives is like, the white Scatman.
So does R. Kelly. Feliz Navidad.
Honest to God.
Every time I hear that one, that one's one amazing. You know, I like this one.
I like the Hawaiian one.
Bali, Kaliki,
shut up. Is that a Christmas song?
The sunny Hawaiian Christmas day.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
pretty sure that line's in there somewhere.
Breeze, we asked what's your favorite Christmas song.
Trust me.
A man is behind bars at the Allegheny County Jail after accusations he choked another man for singing Christmas songs. It was around 9 a.m. Monday morning.
Sorry,
a state trooper was waved down and told about a possible medical emergency on Route 28 just before the exit 13 on-ramp headed south East Deer Township. When he got to the scene, investigators say the trooper spotted a Chrysler Tan and Country minivan parked on the shoulder and two men on the side of the guide rail. According to the criminal complaint, the victim told the trooper he was driving the minivan with his passenger, 25-year-old Clayton Lucas. The victim told the trooper Lucas reached around his seat while he was driving and began choking him. When the state trooper tried to handcuff Lucas,
he said
Lucas wasn't listening to any of it, and after several verbal commands, he ended up having to sweep Lucas's legs out from under him to gain control of the situation. The victim told the trooper he was singing Christmas songs, so the victim said Lucas tried to choke him to make him stop singing. In the complaint, the victim went on to tell the trooper on scene that Lucas restricted the hair and blood from around his neck to the point he was about to pass out. Trooper noted as the victim's neck was red and his eyes were bloodshot. Lucas is in the Allegheny County Jail. They're facing multiple charges. They don't say what the song is.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
He kept singing Christmas carols. So he may have been on his eighth song. He may not have repeated anything. It was just, you need to shut up,
okay. And
I'll kill you if you don't. By the way, as I'm looking at the comments coming in, they cover a wide range. Thrush and Christmas carols. Oddly enough, that's where it is. First of all, Jimmy Durante, he sings Frosty the Snowman. Everyone else is pointing out that thrush, essentially, it's just a yeast infection.
Oh!
Of the mouth.
Of the mouth.
Well, what was the other term we just found out the other day that was, like in the folds of, skin and stuff? What is that stuff? What was the word? For that creamy, crappy stuff on your body also. What was it? It's like, it wasn't spoor.
Schmegma?
Schmegma! Is schmegma like thrush?
No, I don't think so, man.
Are they in the same family? And they're not cousins or anything?
Now we have to Google this. Now I want to know. Is thrush the same as schmegma?
This is not thrush. This is schmegma. Know your crap. More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, categories today will be jobs and sandwiches. We'll do your guess as good as mine right after the emails on our random question, 844-999-OLA.
We were talking about Christmas carols. There's the story of, and I support this 100%. A guy was singing Christmas carols, would not stop singing Christmas carols, and the guy he was in the car with choked him out. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't take it anymore. And I'm of the opinion that most Christmas songs suck. So people are suggesting songs we might enjoy for Christmas. Apparently, the best Christmas song is Red Water by Type O Negative. I can only guess where that goes. Ted, I don't know if I've heard this. There's a version of Rudolph the Reindeer performed as it can probably only be by DMX.
Oh, that one is awesome, actually.
Is it good?
Yeah,
Rudolph, just kind of. I mean, is that what it is?
Yeah. He did it at like a radio station, and he's just kind of like beatboxing.
Hey, Mike, can you see if you can find the DMX version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I'm just dying of curiosity on that. Let's see, what else did they say here? Bad Religion apparently has a Christmas album, and it's awesome. I refuse to believe that. Let's see, and you know, someone says, you know, I listen to this radio station to not listen to Christmas music during Christmas, and it's not Christmas. We understand.
We're not playing Christmas music.
We are not playing Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, yo, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. How you feeling inspired, yo?
Well, you know, I'm trying.
Okay. Have you had a productive morning?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I went to work.
Did you do a good job at work?
As always, I did.
It's fantastic. What are you having for dinner?
I'm having pizza.
Pizza?
Ooh,
what
nice.
Kind of, what kind of pizza?
I have a craving for Little Caesar's pizza with the pretzel crust.
Oh, very specific.
All right, all right.
Okay.
Just back after a 5-year hiatus. I saw the commercial. That
have
got you,
have you ever tried their deep, deep dish pizza?
I have not.
Okay.
Should I?
I don't know, but I hear it's fantastic. Okay.
What?
All right, here's your question. Where did you have sex? Where was a strange place or more of a non-traditional place where you copulated?
Oh, well, let's see. I guess the strangest place would be in a closet.
In a closet. Okay, and what was the situation that took you into the closet?
Strict parents,
you know,
Miles.
My husband and I... He was just feeling adventurous and wanted to do something different.
Was it a walk-in? Was it a...
Well, wait. I mean, like, you were at home, and he was like, hey, let's have sex in the closet?
Yes.
Nice.
So you weren't even hiding from anyone, like, at a restaurant or something. Mm-hmm. You were at home and decided to have sex in the closet.
Yeah, you didn't jump into someone's closet
right.
at a party home. And just...
I am at home. We can have sex on the dining room table, but let's just go into one of our closets and have sex.
Hello?
Well... We did have a roommate we were hiding from.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's just fun to have sex in weird places.
Sure. I guess the closet, I guess.
Yeah. When I was younger, I was like, I got a new apartment. We're going to christen every room here. Let's do it.
That was always the thing, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Then you're like, wait a minute. Do we eat off of that counter?
The reason we asked, where did you have sex? A Michigan couple faces multiple charges after a lifeguard allegedly caught the two having sex in a hot tub at a resort in Sandusky, Ohio, the Kalahari Resort. Mm. A report by the Erie County Sheriff's Office identified the pair as Camden Mack and Ann Arbor of Ann Arbor and Ann Arbor and Taylor Coates of Hudson. Deputies were dispatched at the indoor water park for a guest refusing to leave when security told them that the man allegedly became irate when confronted and at one point almost smacked the lifeguard. According to the report, a deputy approached the pair and he could smell the odor of an alcoholic beverage from the man, who was initially cooperative and said he did not know why he was being asked to leave. The man then got upset, yelled and cussed at security. He was warned by the deputy to stop or he would be subject to arrest. Reports said the man denied the accusations and just continued yelling. The woman denied the allegations as well. However, while the pair were preparing to leave, the report said they were told by security that they had taken off running. So deputies followed resort security, and when they got to the second floor, the report said the man was already handcuffed and being held to the ground by security officers. All for having sex in a hot tub.
Damn, man.
Yeah. That sucks, huh?
Don't make it so difficult. Hey, Mike, you have DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, no. Now, maybe we do play Christmas.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, was that the most famous reindeer of all? Come on!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a big tiny
nose. It's like sitting next to a drunk guy on the bus.
They just sing the traditionally.
I mean, as much as he can,
right? Huh. Interesting.
This is the same man that'll try to convince you he's an FBI agent.
Correct.
Hasn't he done, what, three times now? Three times, I believe.
Yeah, he went to jail once for impersonating an officer.
You're kidding me. Why?
Dude, this is DMX.
He's a crackhead.
It's happened twice.
Don't forget that. Like, what's the situation behind it?
No one can figure it out. For whatever reason, first of all, he'll show up somewhere and try to convince you he's an FBI agent. That's bad. But also, people are like, yo, man, you're DMX, right? I mean, when you're DMX, it's hard to pretend you're anyone other than DMX.
I don't know.
Because no one else. I am from the FBI.
I don't see the FBI going like, DMX, your guy, you're our guy undercover.
Put your hands up.
No.
Yeah. That's how smart that guy is.
That is insane.
Okay. More of the random question coming up. 844-99-OLA, as well as Ask the Men's Room. And your guess is as good as mine. The categories today: the most stressful jobs in America and delicious sandwiches. All that coming up in seconds here.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.